The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And the KCIS Ministry of the Month for January is The Narrow Path with Steve Gregg. Heard weekdays in the 2 p.m. hour exclusively on KCIS. The Narrow Path is a live question and answer program where listeners interact with Steve with various Bible and theological questions. Steve has many resources as well at his website, thenarrowpath.com. Recently, Steve was answering a question from a listener about how our faith interacts with God's healing power. And does God always heal?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are people who say just what you've said, that if we pray for someone to be well and then we condition it with a, you know, some kind of a caveat, like if it is your will, then the very introduction of that possibility that maybe it isn't his will seems to diminish our faith, and we need the faith in order to get the prayers answered. I do believe that if I pray that someone will be healed, if it is God's will, it does mean that I'm not sure they're going to be healed. But my faith is in God, not in a healing. The truth is, the Bible does not promise that everyone will be healed. It does not promise that it's always God's will to heal. We have examples where it is not apparently God's will to heal. When Lazarus was sick, his sisters called for Jesus to come, hoping he'd come and heal him, and Jesus didn't. It wasn't his will. He had a different will. His will was to let him die sick. And days later, he raised him from the dead. But the point is, it wasn't his will to heal him. Healing him would have been contrary to God's will. When Paul was, annoyed with the thorn in his flesh, which he called an infirmity, which in the Bible is the most common word for a sickness, he prayed three times that Christ would remove it from him. And Jesus said, my grace is sufficient to you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. So Paul says, then I will rejoice in my infirmity rather than hope to be rid of it. In other words, Paul wanted to be healed, but Jesus said, no, that's not really what I have in mind. That's not what my plan is, not to do that. For you to be weakened by this exhibits my strength more. Paul, when he's talked about his thorn in the flesh, he said that it was given to him so that he wouldn't be exalted above measure. Now, of course, when we're sick, we can't imagine why there'd be anything more desirable than for us to get well. But God has some different priorities sometimes. Sometimes he'll sacrifice our temporal comfort in order to work something eternal. And so the Bible does not ever suggest that it's always God's will to heal. So if you pray for someone who's sick, you don't know if it's God's will to heal him or not. What you do know is God. Now, when we're told to have faith, we're never told to have faith in healing. We're told to have faith in God. The people in Nazareth didn't receive many miracles from Christ because of their unbelief. But what was it they didn't believe? Did they not believe in healing? Or was it that they didn't believe Jesus? They didn't believe in him? I think it's the latter, because we're never told that we have to believe in healing, per se, but to believe in God, believe in Christ. Now, it is true that in James chapter 5, it says, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. But that's even ambiguous as to what it means to save the sick and to be raised up, because it could mean it'll heal the sick. You know, the prayer of faith will heal the sick, and then they'll be raised up off of their sick bed as a well person. Or the same words in Scripture can mean they'll be saved and they'll be raised up on the last day. They may not be healed. They'll be saved, though. They'll die saved. And on the last day, he'll raise them up. It's the same word in the Greek that is used when Jesus said, I will raise them up on the last day in John 6. And James says, well, the Lord will raise them up. In other words, James doesn't commit himself to whether our faith when we pray is going to be result in a healing or simply salvation. It might result in a healing, and certainly the wording he used could allow for that, but the same words are ambiguous enough. I mean, he didn't use the word for heal. He used a word that could possibly refer to healing, but it could also refer to ordinary salvation. He didn't use the word for necessarily for getting better, but he used the word to raise up, which could refer to someone getting better and getting up off their back, or it's the same word used elsewhere of the resurrection. So it looks to me like James is not even making an absolute promise of healing here. He's just saying we should, we should pray for the sick. But we also are saying, I believe you, God. I believe in you. And I believe that if healing is not what comes about, that doesn't hurt my faith in you at all. I still believe you are good and right and doing the right thing. I trust you in this. I'm trusting you with this problem. My request is that I be healed, or that this person I'm praying for be healed. And I know that if that's the best thing, you will answer that prayer exactly as I'm requesting. But I also know that you are God, and you can veto that if you have a better idea than what I'm suggesting. And if you do veto it, I'm going to trust you that you do have a better idea.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month for January is The Narrow Path with Steve Gregg, here at weekday afternoons in the 2 o'clock hour here on KCIS.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.